You don't prepare in the battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace.
Lift your hands and give God praise. Bless Him because He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy of all honor. He's worthy of all adoration. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, I gave an announcement on Sunday. Can you help me with the sound volume? So, for the sake of the rain, from Tuesday, I will teach you how to walk miracles. Amen. And I'm so excited as I sat down in the office to pray. The manifest presence of the Lord came strong. Very strong. And I'm excited. Amen. There's something about tonight. Lift your hands and give God praise. Woo! Rejoice and bless Him. Hallelujah. Thank Him. Lift your hands and give God praise tonight. Bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Hallelujah. Be seated. God bless you. God bless you. I'm not sure if we are back on the radio channel for the church. Hallelujah. All right, 1 Corinthians 12. First Corinthians 12. I start from verse 6. 1 Corinthians 12. Start from verse 6. If you are there, say amen. Right? Wait for those who are not there. And there are diversities of operations by the same God that worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gift of healing by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirit, to another diverse kind of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. But I love the word working of miracles. Amen. Aha. It means, now, prophecy is an operation. The Bible did not use walking of prophecy because you can't walk it. It is an inspiration. You are inspired. Prophet of old prophesied, they were inspired, moved of the Spirit. Are you following me? So, to prophesy is to speak inspired utterances. That's the word prophecy. But miracle is not inspired. It is walked. Now, hear me. The religious mind says, no man is a worker of miracle. God alone works miracle. But we can read here, walking of miracles. Meaning that you have been called to walk it. Miracle walker, you are the miracle walker. Come and do what miracle. Okay. Miracle today. Come and do a miracle. Miracle today. Amen. Powerful song. And I'm thank you. Amen. This guy is love sound. And I'm not here to puncture that song. What I'm saying in essence is that as He is, so are we. If He walks miracles, we walk miracles. Let's sing it like this. Miracle walker, I am a miracle walker. I will walk a miracle today. I will walk a miracle today. One more time. Miracle walker, I am a miracle walker. I will walk a miracle today. I will walk a miracle today. Now, if that offends you, then you don't understand the Spirit of Christ. Are you following me? Let me say this to you. God will call you the way you are, but He will use you the way your mind is set. Don't forget that Walking of Miracles itself is going to be another sub-series. So you can understand how serious it is. What does it mean to walk a miracle? To do the seemingly impossible. Write it down. To do what is seemingly impossible. To do what could not have been done ordinarily. Are you following me here? To walk a miracle is to... sorry. To do the seemingly impossible and to do what could not have been done ordinarily. Alright, I've been teaching a series about gifts of the Spirit, and I said our focus for the later part of the year is walking in the supernatural. For those who are joining for the first time. And I gave you an illustration. We have different gifts of the Spirit. But there are certain manifestations that it will take two or more gifts to get them done. Are you following me? And I gave you an instance of raising the dead. If you're going to raise the dead, it takes three gifts of the Spirit. Number one, the gift of faith. If not, when you hear the fellow is dead, you will join them in crying. The reason why Jesus could say, "Let us go to where Lazarus is laid," is because of the spirit of faith. Now, hear me. A man cannot operate in the spirit of faith and the spirit of fear at the same time. Fear is of two kinds: emotional fear and the spirit of fear. So the Bible says, "For God has not given us the spirit of bondage again to fear." Some translations say, "He has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of sound mind." So there is a spirit of fear. In the same light, there is a spirit of faith. The spirit of faith can enter a man. It can come as an impartation. Are you following me? The areas you've been weak, a spirit can enter into you and you are made to be strong. So you can pray for faith. And you can grow in faith through the revelation of the word. Listen, you don't grow in the spirit of faith. Look up. Let me teach you this briefly. You don't grow gifts. They come mature. But you grow in your operation of them. Are you following me? Gift comes mature, comes strong. But the one who has received the gift grows in his operation of them. So, hear me. Someone has the gift of healing. Look up. Someone has the gift of healing. Alright? And says, "I know that God is about to heal somebody when my right hand starts vibrating." Now, the vibration, people have different questions. Say, "Pastor, you know, at some point when I'm praying, I feel some things in my legs. I feel some things. I can't tell what it is." Alright? I can't tell too. But I can ask you questions. Are you sure you don't have arthritis? I don't have. Okay. Are you sure you don't have rheumatism? Say, "I don't have." "I mean, Pastor, what I feel is beyond my bone. It is a spiritual feeling." I say, "Okay." Alright, so you can tell that there's an operation, there's an hand of God upon you. You say, "Yes." It is an operation of the Spirit. But two people can have the same feeling, but for different purpose. And that's why we wait on God to know what He's there for. Listen to me. There's no such thing as the moment you start seeing your hand burning, it is healing. No such thing. And that sounds like a difficult pill to chew. Because you've heard that almost all your life. But in a meeting, your hand starts burning. Maybe you want to slap somebody. Amen. That's just a joke. No, there are Christians, you have to tell them, "I'm joking." It may take them 10 minutes to say, "Oh, it's a joke." If you know, you know. You know, in this house, you can hear different codes. If you are not there, you are not there. Amen. Are you following me? So this is not hotspot issue. It is Bible. want to say something very strong. Have you ever seen any school where tongues is being learnt? Rekesheba. Write it down. Rekesheba. What does it mean? Are you following me? And then pastor comes again. Rigadilaba. Say rigadilaba. Yeah. That means. Yeah. Tongues is not a gift of the Spirit. The true gift of the Spirit is diverse kind of tongues. Meaning that in one prayer, you can move from Chinese to India, then to Japanese, then to Arabian, then back. Why is it that when you lay hands on the new believer to be filled with the Holy Ghost, he speaks in tongues, but not with proficiency, not with fluency? Is it because the Holy Ghost gave him half of the cake? I say, you are a small boy, take half. He came fully. But the man will have to grow in trusting the inspiration he's receiving on the inside. Now, this is a practical class. Are you following me? Come. I've told you that you have a new believer. Look up. Somebody says, Pastor, I prayed several times for people to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They didn't speak in tongues. Nothing happened to them. Each time I prayed, nothing seems to happen. And I told you the reason why that happens. That the man who is in Christ, now born again, the conviction, all right, that brought him to Christ in the first place, the conviction is an operation of the Spirit. He got born again because he has received a measure. People, when you want to get people to speak in tongues, you don't tell them to receive the Spirit. You tell them to be full of the Spirit. Because they have a measure. Are you following me? Now, I'm teaching you practical things so that everyone in this church should be able to get these things done. Secondly, you don't just go ahead and lay hands on someone and say, Makabala balaba. This fellow is trying to enter into something he doesn't know anything about. So you show him. Acts of Apostles, chapter number 2. The Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost. They were all gathered in one accord. Then there came in a rushing mighty wind and sat upon them, each and every one of them, clothing tongues like fire. And they began to speak as the Spirit gave them utterance. Meaning that the Holy Ghost will not open your mouth. It will put an inspiration in your heart. Then you will begin to speak what is there. You also need to support it by telling them that the devil will try to tell you that you are speaking rubbish. What are you doing? You are inspiring their faith. If not, you will lay hands on people. You will know something moved. Have you ever been there before? You notice something moved from you and say, something left me, but it didn't enter you. You know, I like it. When I'm seeing a Christian trying to explain something, you know this person doesn't understand. He will not ask. You ask a question. You are more confused than before you ask the question. See, but brother, sincerely, when I started praying, my hands were soaked. It didn't move, but it was jumping back. It's not jumping back. Something flowed to him. But you didn't teach him. He doesn't know how. He doesn't know how to respond to something. Sometimes they tell you, they can even shake and fall. But yet they are not speaking in tongues. Are you following me? Alright? So, you take your time. You teach them. Never be in a hurry to get anyone filled with the Holy Ghost without teaching them. Alright? These are the first things. People join your ministry, join church, join something. The first question, are you born again? Alright? Second question, are you filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues? Now, hear me. For this one to say he has the Holy Ghost and he doesn't speak in tongues, it's like one who has a phone without a charger. He said, no, it's for all believers. You listen to the fellow's doctrine. Say, tongue ended with the apostles. Then you showed him, not with them. Are you following me here? People have learned many things and never assume. Alright? So you lay hands on him and you tell him, be filled with the Holy Ghost. Alright? Have you read in your Bible that Jesus himself breathed upon disciples and told them to receive the Holy Ghost? They never spoke in tongues. They never did. Who can lay hands on someone to be filled with the Holy Ghost? Anyone that has the Holy Ghost can. Let me. Is there anyone here, sincerely, you don't pray in tongues? You've never done that before? Let me see your hands up. Do you mind? If you don't mind, oh wow. One. Who else? One. Who else? Don't be shy. Don't. It's not the time. Don't be shy. You don't pray in tongues. You've never done that. Please come. Anyakan, please come. Celebrate him for me. Please keep clapping. Thank you. Oh wow. You love to speak in the Holy Ghost today? You want to? Amazing. What did you say?
That's
one of your prayer points.
Yes.
For how long?
Since last year.
Since last year. Wow. Amazing. Amen. Alright, good. Do I have a good student here? Shout a big amen. Good. The lady over there with glasses. Yes, come. Come. Clap for her. Yes, you. Do you speak in tongues? Oh, good. Celebrate her. Woo! Come. Have you ever laid hands on anyone before? And they spoke in tongues. They didn't speak in tongues. Oh, wow. How did you feel? Terrible. Not too good. Good. Do you want to change that narrative today? Good. All right. Do you feel something in your hand? You know, something happened to me years ago. Please stand here. We're going to do something. And, you know, I have enjoyed much of God's manifest presence. And most times, I love it when, before I leave for a meeting, I don't feel like going for the meeting. I just want to stay, soak, and soak. And at some point in my life, the manifest presence ceased. I wasn't feeling anything anymore. I started asking, what have I done, Lord? Have I sinned? Is there something in my life hindering the manifest presence? And the Lord taught me. Said the just does not work by feelings. The just works by faith. When you don't feel it, it is stronger. And that's why I had to ask. Because the idea is this. You are a loaded machine gun. It doesn't matter whether somebody woke you up from the sleep. You can't give up that measure. Are you following what I'm saying here? Alright, so you just learned the teaching I gave now. The Holy Ghost does not open your mouth and say, Baba, Baba, Ba. He puts a word in your heart. Have you ever received an inspiration towards a business before, towards talking with someone or doing something? And you did it. Good. The same way you did it, the same way you receive utterances in your heart. Alright? The seat of utterance is not the tongue, it is the heart. The tongue carries out proclamation of what is in the heart. Are you following me? Alright? And then you begin to speak. Now, this lady here is in a mission field. And here is a man. This man is truly hungry. True or not true? Hear me. This man is truly hungry. True or not true?
Yes, sir.
Meaning that if this man does not get baptized with the Holy Ghost, the problem is not his hunger. Am I putting you in the spot? The problem can never be him. He said he's been waiting for 2 years. No, since last year. Last year. Waiting for this. And now he's standing. So there's no such thing as this thing moved from me to you, but I don't receive him. No, when I was growing up and those pastors laid hands on me, said, this is a stubborn spirit because I will stand like this. I'm not going to fall.
gonna fall. And I'll push my head to them. Sometimes if you just move your hand, I'll fall to the ground. What? I had an impression from my dad that if you fall under the anointing, something is inside you. So I will not fall down. And somebody laid hands and twisted my head, saying, now I will sleep. I slept. Amen. All right, now stretch your hands towards this man of God and pray for him. And then you will minister to him that he will be filled with the Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Now go ahead. Practicalize it. Stand behind him. Make sure there's contact. You can either lay hands on him or you touch hands with his hands. Inspire his faith. Talk to him. Communicate. Such as you have, you give unto him. Communicate. Pray for him. Louder, louder. Say, amen. Now, look up. Look at me. When she prayed for you, were you speaking in another tongue? You were speaking in what?
Speaking in English.
In English. You were speaking in English. Why? Because you know to speak in English. Right? Now, I want you to learn and look at me. Now, depending on your proficiency in the things of the Spirit, one hindrance. The one who is praying for him is not listening. Am I being practical enough? Okay, let me tell you something that happened. Come stay here, my friend. I went to minister somewhere, and this guy said he has never spoken in tongues all his life. And then started saying that. And I was so happy. Glory to God. And I said, you spoke in tongues? He said, no, I was speaking Calabar. He said, I was speaking my mother tongue. He said, what's your mother tongue? He said, I'm from Akwa Ibom. The thing was sounding like tongues. And I was enjoying it. Say, glory! Hallelujah. But he was speaking what he knew to speak. So she joined hands with him. I know I had to take the microphone and say it louder because we need to hear what he said. I told him, we'll be praying in his mother tongue. That is not tongues. That's your mother tongue. Right? You listen. And you tell him, that's not praying in tongues. Now, In the same vein, I could join my hands with him and ask that he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, and he will not be able to stand at all. Not because he has one Holy Spirit and I have 50. But because two years I have exercised myself to dispense more with evidence. It's still the same Spirit. If you pray for one, that one received the anointing. You will have confidence to pray for five. The more the result, the more you are strengthened to do it more. You get to a point, just say, all of you join your hands together, I stretch my hands towards you. Pow! And then they receive. Are you following me? I think it was part of those I took for a practical at Ede. Uh-huh. And mind you, this Pastor Laudua, it's my personal assistant, so you might not have known him. Please sit down, sir. Call him Pastor Lee. I take people for practical. And for those who are in ISM, of course, you expect practicals. Eyes have not seen. You don't even know yet. If this thing is there, there must be a proof. Are you following me? I said practical. And we bless God because the whole world is watching. And I want the camera to be turned towards the crowd. I want somebody who is very sure of the anointing he carries to come and lay hands on him. Be full of the Spirit. Turn the camera towards the crowd. Somebody who is very sure. Wow! Shalema Sheke Vatika. I love this kind of Bible study. Do we have anybody here who has any physical form of deformity, a bent leg, a short leg, a lump? Step out. Something physical you are tired of. I think some Sundays ago we had someone who came out with a lump in the eye, disappeared. Weak. You are the one. Anybody with something physical that we can see, a lump. Something you don't like. Maybe the size of your head is too big, you want it small. Come out! We need something. I want practical. Have you gone to minister in places before that they will tell you this is the condition of the land? Let there be a change or there's no gospel. We don't have anybody with any stuff. High blood pressure. I'm not calling forth for these things, but I'm just practical. Something we can see that has changed. Or we say, Malolio, ma change le. Is there anyone here? Something good. Come. Good. What is it? Aye, thank you. Those who are on glasses, step out. Celebrate Jesus. Step up. Please listen well. Anyone with any form of deformity, they hear, you can't hear well, you can't smell well, something that you can know is an issue. I want someone to write something, stay at the back. Of course, we experiment, we see that they all can't see it, we start from there. Walking of miracles. Those online can't see, can't hear the sound. Please, can you stand in a single file? Thank you. Is there anyone here who uses inhaler? Inhaler. Step out. All right, just write something there where you are. If I can read it from here, then they should be able to read it. So if they can't read it, okay, I think there are different correctional lenses here. Can you please remove them? So there will be no joy.
Thank you.
So write something there, just anything. Even I can't see that. I don't have. Okay. Right, something. Okay. Can you see that? Like this. Can you see it? Okay, you can see it. Okay, you can't see it. Okay, you come. You can't see it. Who else? You can't see it. Please come. Who else can't see it? You can't see it. You can't see it. All right, those at the back can't see it. Good. Is there anyone here who has the gift of healing? Turn the camera towards them. Gift of healing. Now, I'm trying to help you grow. All right, I will pray for all of them right now. You see, they can see better. All right, gift of healing. Come, step out. Step out. Start working in something from today onward. All right. Come. Now, look up. Let me teach you something. If you are called to ministry, look at me. Look up. Now. Okay, I think we have... Okay, good. Okay, come. Don't worry. Give the minister more than the people. No problem. Look up. Don't forget I'm teaching about how to work miracles. You stand with various issues. All right? I learned this principle from... what's his name? When you see, do the invisible... When you see the invisible, you do the impossible. Oral Robert. Oral Robert has a track record in ministry that everyone he personally laid hands for to pray for, everyone 100% received healing. And when he was asked what was the secret behind that, the secret was very simple. When people come out, he will look at the crowd and he will see the ones that he's inspired to pray for. He will pray for those ones. All of them, they might be 5 out of 10 get healed. Then he will teach the rest faith through God's word and then pray for them generally and then they get healed. So, this is the principle. Jesus said, my father worketh it out to I walk. Of course, we're talking about miracles. And I do what I see my father do. So, I stand face to face in the midst of people, looking at people who need God's healing. The first thing is, hear me, I will look at the one that I have faith for. Somebody is not fooling me. You stand there, you may not have faith for everyone's healing. Someone comes with a crippled leg, another one on wheelchair, someone else with one crutch. You notice, you have faith for the one using the crutches. Go take it off. Don't start from the wheelchair. The little you have for the one of the crutches will disappear. Somebody is learning something too much. Are you following me? Are you following me? The reason why I'm doing this is so that you can see that these things can be worked. And God is not going to come down from heaven to work them. You know the reason why you have to rise to the challenge? Because a time is coming. This fellow will tell you, if you say this Jesus you are preaching is truly powerful, let him take away this infirmity. Are you following me? Are you following me? Alright. So those of you in front, you can't see what is there. You can't even see anything. I love that. Alright. So I'm going to give you one person to one person. Those of you at the back, you can see it. Okay. But it is something closer that you can see. Right? How many of you can't see something closer? Oh, good. You can't see something close. Okay. Beautiful. Alright. You come stand here. Pastor Mboyi, come. You're a pastor. Step out. Celebrate him. Alright, and I've seen God use you in many ways. Glory to God. Alright, she can't see something closer. So, pick that jotter. Show her from here. If she can't see it, okay, if you put it here, I can see it. Can you see it? Good. So come hold this. You know, there are people who believe that these things are fake. And as some of you Christians, that when these things happen on TV, you say, I beg. They planned it. So let's do it all once. Let's do it all once. Can you see it? Huh? Good. All right. You can't see it. Man of God will administer to her and she must see it. Those of you here, you come and lay hands on them, those in front only, one after the other, till they can see that. If they don't, one after the other, I will lay hands on them and I will tell them to look at it. So you get what I'm saying? All right, pray for them now. Can he pray in tongues now? He's restricting himself. Okay, come. Amen. All right. Church, stretch your hands towards these people as they pray for them. Now, move ahead. Move into them. Lay hands on the ones you know you are afraid for. Sorry? Alright. Good. Read. Can you read from here? I can read from here. Can you read from here? Try.
God will call you the way you are, but will use you the way.
Amen. Are you seeing that? It can be walked. Amen. Man of God, stretch out your hands. It will not be a one-time flow. It will be a ceaseless flow. Please stand behind him. This operation is heightened, strong, ceaseless flow. Everywhere you get to, when you stretch these hands, you see results. In the name of Jesus. Can you speak in tongues now? You don't speak in tongues. Something entered you. You felt something came. Come, follow me. Now, hear me. Tongue is not Calabar. It is not English. The Holy Ghost gives you utterance. You know, when hands are laid on you, the feeling you have, the power that came is the Holy Ghost. Alright? It's in your spirit, but it will not force your tongue. It is your duty to see what is there and then speak accordingly. What does it mean to speak? It means to open your mouth. You don't speak by closing your mouth. You speak by opening your mouth. Say amen. You open your mouth to say that. Alright? So, To speak accordingly is to open your mouth. Now, I'm not going to lay hands on you again. Hands have been laid upon you, the spirit has been released. Now, it is your duty to stay your gaze on him and open your mouth and speak accordingly. Now, begin to speak. Open your mouth. Amen. Now, hear me. Is there someone here who can see better amongst these people? Can we try it again? Good. Let's have it go. I can see from here. Alright, who amongst you can read what is written there? Tilt it forward a bit. Good. Good. Who can see it? Anyone? I'm coming. Sorry. Who can read what's there? Just lift your hand if you can see it now. Lift your hand. Anyone? Who can see it?
That something is there, wasn't it?
Okay, before you couldn't see that something is there, but now you can see that something is there. Alright, hold on. Not perfect yet. I can see from here. I want to be sure the light is not a restriction. You still can see. You still can't see. Okay.
183.
Almost there. Who amongst you couldn't see something close before? You couldn't see something close? Those of you at the back, why are you here? Yeah, come. Adasa, come. Okay, you have to hold them. Oh, we thought we needed healing. All right. You can't see that. You can't see what's written there. What? Okay, no. You saw 183. All right. Can you see that something is there at all? Okay, for you, the light is reflecting on the board. Bring it closer a bit, just a bit more. All right. Tilt it a bit here. No. Okay. Good. Perfect. Can you see now? Okay.
153.
We are not done. Okay. Change was there. Put something else. Can you see that?
5.
Look at it again.
I can't see the middle, but I think the last one is G.
There's something about the middle that makes it look like something else. So if you clean it, so you two help. Alright. Okay, it's going to change what is in the middle now, and it will put something entirely different there. So see it well. Can you see that?
See.
Okay. Alright. So you come, stay here. Stay here. Now clean that board and put something entirely new there. Something entirely new. Do I have someone here who has not prayed for anyone before? You've not prayed for anyone. Okay, come. Now put your hands on your eyes. This will be standing in front. Put your hands on your eyes. Good. Put your hands there. Say, my eyes, they see. Now, lay hands on them. Lay hands on them. Hold on. Is it praying now in tongues? It's about you. Now. It is not more Holy Ghost. It is more of your faith. Have you seen that? Nobody needs to lay hands on you again. It's not more Holy Ghost. It's more of your faith. Now, pray in English for the next 5 minutes. In English. Now, you are praying with your mouth open, right? Stop. Now, hear me. Pray in the Holy Ghost. It has come for the next 5 minutes. Louder. Now, lay hands on them. Let me see. Lay hands. Lay hands. For them to see. Change what's there. Oh, beautiful. Can you change the ink you are using? Yes, change the ink you are using. For myself, it's quite still difficult to see well. So change the ink. Reduce it. Reduce it. Just write it big enough for us to see. That's all. Good. Perfect. Amen. Now, step out of the way. Look at that. Can you see that anything is written there? At all. You can't see that something is written there. Look at that. Can you see that something is written there? Okay, you can see that something is there. All right, do you want to try? Yeah, you can see. Oh, wow.
Hope.
Oh, wow. All right, change it entirely. Change it. You know, I don't like assumptions. Change it. Put something different. Okay. Please be careful. Write something well. Okay. I can see.
Fit.
Oh, wow. Okay. Change it again. Put something else there.
Two plus two equals to four.
Fantastic. Change it again. Put something there. Is there anyone here who is seeing better? A bit. You are seeing that something is there now. You want to try? Come. Come. Good. You want to try? You can't see anything on that board. You, come. Why are you out? Come. Can you see something there? It's blurry. And that's how it has always been, without the glasses. Okay, wear your glasses and look at it. Wear your glasses, all of you, and look at it. Now, read what's there. Oh, you all can see it. All right. Good. Now, submit your glasses. Now, if I break these glasses, it means they either walk out of this meeting blind or God must do something. Now, what is faith? Faith is committing the integrity of God to work. If you don't do something, we are finished. Now, how many of you know that it is not easy to use these things? Are you following what I'm saying? Take. All of you standing there, put your hands on your eyes. If you are tired of those glasses, submit them. Good. For this woman, I want you to write one more thing for me to be sure. One more thing for us to see. One more thing. Oh, cool.
Peace.
Oh, wow. It's a good time to celebrate Jesus. All right. Now, stretch your hands towards these people. Those of you in front, to what extent do you want to see these things? Write something entirely different there. Make sure they are not in many words yet. Start from two words. Or two letters, sorry. Put your hands on your eyes. Say, my eyes can see. Write it clearer. Write it clearer. My eyes, they see. Shale makabra kitishta. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right. Remove your hands from your eyes. Now come. Father, I touch these eyes. See. 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 In the name of Jesus. Now look at it. Look at the board. I mean, you can see that something is there. Okay. Can you read what's there?
G-O.
Wow. Good. Change what's there. Change it. Quickly, quickly for my time. Okay. Look at it again. I can see from it. Tilt it forward a bit for the reflection.
I-F.
Again.
I-F.
IF, if. Okay, beautiful. Change it again. Now, look at it again. Are you seeing the ease with which he's saying that? Yes, so. All right, come stay here. Put something entirely different. Don't go complex yet for someone else. Just put something entirely different. Something. Okay. Who else can see that now? Look at the board. Are you part of these people? Okay, look at the board. Can you see it? I can see it clearly. Okay, you can. Constriction when light enters, you start shrinking your eyes. Okay, but you can see well. At what point do you get that constriction? So you cannot behold light. Okay, so it's yours. Okay, you can see what is there. All right, but I can look at this light quite much, but I can look at it. You can't. You can. Now you can. Before you couldn't. Now you can. So you can look at this light now. And you are not. Come. For how long? Since you knew yourself. And now you can look at this light and you are not. Before, how would you react when you see this light? But now you can look at it well. And you are not. Oh, wow. Stand here. How many cases do we have? Where is she, sister? Okay, come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So 5 people, come stand here. How many people did Jesus heal? He healed them all. He healed them all. Now, you, don't worry. You can't see what's there. You can't see it. I think I would like to start from the worst case. How many of you can't see at all? You can't even see that anything is written on the board at all. Okay, you can't see at all. Good. You can still see that something is there, but you don't know what it is. The look on your face shows you really need healing. Now, those of you who can't see at all, come. Come stand where I'm standing. Now, good. Can you now see that something is there? A little, but not at all. How about you? You can't even see at all. So I will start from you. So, the same thing. Leave it there. Can you let me pass? Somebody stand behind this lady. I ask, Father, brand new sight. See well. In the name of Jesus. Let his eyes be opened. No more complication. No more. In the name of Jesus. As I speak these words, now you no longer see men as trees. You see well. In the name of Jesus. Now, first to start with, can you see that something is written on that board? You can't still see. Now, if you stand here, come stand here. Come stand here. Something is on that board. Can you see something is there? Okay, move closer to that side. Can you see that something is there? Okay, keep following. Follow me. Can you still see from here? Something is there. Can you see from here? Okay, good. Come. Can you see from here? You can see the, but you can't see what's there. Follow me. Can you see that something is there? Do you know what it is? Okay, call it.
Amen.
Yeah, ma'am. Okay, good. Clean it. Now, 2 steps backwards. Sorry. Now, write something different. Can you see that something is there? Okay. Can you call what is there? Look at it well. Okay. It's dim. What is it?
IS.
IS is. Alright. Change it. Write something new. Can you see that something is there? Good. Now you can see that something is there. But what is it?
Faithful.
Alright. 2 steps backward. Write something new. Can you see that something is there? Yes, you can see. All right. Can you call what's there? Look at it well. Look at something's on that board. Can you call us there? You can't see it, the letters. Now, one step forward. Look at what is on that board. Can you see what's there? Look at it. Write something different. And this has lasted for how long? Since you were young, all right? Now, it has changed what's there. Can you see it? Okay, you got one, but you didn't get the other one. Look at it well. A step forward. Now look at it. Can you see? Clear enough. What's there? A step forward. Can you see that something is there? Okay, what is it? Now 5 steps backward. Come here. I'll write it a bit bigger. Good. Okay. He wrote 3 letters there to give us 1 word. Can you call it? The last one is E. Okay, beautiful. The first one. You can't see it. The middle one. Now write something entirely different. 2 more steps backward. Something entirely different. Now look at it. Okay, she might have issues with the middle one for now. Okay, try. Call it. Look at it. Okay, you want to change it? Okay, I can see it. Who else can see it? We can see it. Okay, you want to change it? Change something else. 2 words. It's too big. Okay. Can you see this? You can't see it. Now, 1 step forward. You must see it. Look at it. What is this? Now, bring that in just a bit here. Can you see it? A step forward. Look at it again. He has asked. Now, we go to the altar. Write something. 3 words. From here. A bit bigger. The reflection. Just tilt it a bit. Now look at it. Can you see that something is there at all? You can't even, you are just seeing white. Bring the board a bit here. Alright, at what point can you see it? A bit more. Now look at it. What is this? Can you see anything written on it at all? Good. Call the first one. The first one is a bit confusing. Not well written. So just cancel the first one and leave the last two. Good. Okay. Can you see it at all? Look at it. Who amongst those of you who were here before can now see it? Okay.
Yes,
the last one. The first one. Yes. And here. Change it. Change it. Just wait, don't clap. Put something entirely different. 2 words. Okay. Can you see it? Change the words. Write something new. Just 2. Good. Okay. Well enough. What? Can you bring it forward just a bit? Good.
I think I'm seeing an F. An F,
yes. The first word.
I'm not sure if it's an I.
Yes, it is an I. Alright. Changing again, 2 different words entirely. 2 new words. 2. Good. Look at this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
tilt it, your shadows are on it. Tilt it. Yes, there's a G there, and there's one more word that is very clear for me to see. See, I see in the name of Jesus. I see. Say it again. Look at it. Say, I see in the name of Jesus. Now look at it.
Gio.
Gio. Okay. Change the word. Put another word there. We don't have time, but change the word quickly. Who else? We have two more people. How many people left? You. Okay. And you. All right. You come. Yes. Another new word. Say it again. Say, I see. In the name of Jesus. I see clearly with the eyes of the Lord. Now, look at this. It's becoming clearer bit by bit. Yes, as they are clearer, call it. Separate the words a bit. The same word, but separate it a bit. Can you see it? Yes, there's an E, but not H. Just look. Three of you will look together. Good. The same word. Separate. Now be truly desperate to see. Now look at it. Very clear for you. It's an E, yes.
Is the first one an E?
Yes, an E.
I think there's L. I'm not sure. See?
Oh, you can see it.
A-R-E.
A-R-E. Beautiful. Change those words. Can you see it? If at any point you can see them, just speak. Look at it together again, the three of you. Good. Can you see this?
H-E.
H-E. Oh, wow. Change it again. Before, you couldn't see this at all. It would just be blur, generally. Oh, wow. Good. He has made it three words now. Can you see it? Yes. The light is reflecting. Okay, good.
Y-A-M.
Y-A-M, yeah. Okay. Were you able to see that? Could you see that before? Now, give her another word. Now, make it four. Four words. And you too, write well. Okay. Now, look at this. Can you see it?
Four.
Wow. Make it another word. Really? Okay.
Light.
Love.
Love. Wow. Were you able to see that? If she didn't call that. Now, write another word for her. Now, you come here. Those of you here, could you see these words without any issue? You were seeing it without any issue. Seeing well. Wow. Two more to go. Yes. Can you see this?
There's an E.
I think you recognize E as well. Open your mouth. Look at this thing. Say, I see you. Say it with power, with audacity. I see. I see. Step closer. In the name of Jesus, I see. Light floods my eyes. In the name of Jesus. Now look at this thing. Looking like tea there at all. If I should see a tea there, then we are all in trouble. Nothing looks like tea there at all. We have 5 minutes to the end of the service. Okay. This is well clear enough for you to see. Yes. Because you will. Do you know what it is?
Not yet.
Look at it well. Can anyone of you struggle? Does anyone struggle with this word? Are you struggling with it? You can see well. This one. Root. Can you see this word well? Oh, you can see it well. Wow. Amazing.
See
well.
E.
E. No. E. Ah. No. No. Last one. Yes. So you got the first, you got the last, but you didn't get the middle one. So change the words again. One more time. Be desperate. Look at these things. Say, I see. Look at it. Now look at it. Can you see it? Yes.
That book.
Okay. No, there's no U there. There's
A C K.
No. You got the B, you got the K, but there are two other words there. See, come closer a bit, just two steps. Okay, good. Can you see these words? Can't see them. You book, yes, book. But it took you time, so we have to change it again. One more word, it's closing time. One more word, you have to see this. You must see this. Church, stand on your feet. They must see this. It's closing time. Those of you here, you don't struggle with these words again. You were seeing them. Where's that young man? Does he now pray in tongues? Come. What happened to you? How did he start? A bird entered. Saw something? You now pray in tongues? Yes, some extent. Is dancing your stomach? No, okay. Not yet. Glory to God. Oh, wow. Were you the one I said will stay with me? Oh, wow. You will pray in tongues. Ah, yeah. Now you are speaking it. I mean, you will.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.